You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
It is NFL Draft Thursday. We have gotten to draft day. Hello, everybody. It's Gus Kattengill. John 4K, we can't get rid of him. He's decided to show up again. Actually, we're supposed to be on the West Bank for the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. There's only one problem. It's storming, tornado.
I'm sure it's flooded out.
Yeah, watches, the works. So we like to actually make it home and make it back another day. So you know what? We're in studio here in Metairie. We'll be out there tomorrow, though, at the Acme Oyster Tent. So come on by, stop by if you make your way out there. It's been essentially a torrential downpour over there. But either way, going to have a blast, obviously, as we get you ready. It's round one of the NFL draft. Can you believe that? I know it's a little different since the Saints don't have a first-round pick, although you and I, John, just kind of grinned and smirked at one another, because tomorrow, 6 to 10 o'clock, we invite you and welcome you to Hooters. Literally, it's two blocks from where we are right now, up the street, on Veterans. We're going to be there 6 to 10 p.m. You, of course, John, will be there. Robert Meacham will be a part of the broadcast. Marlon Faber will be a part of the broadcast. And as Jordan's put it, the Sports Hangover crew, you, me, and Brian as well. So it's going to be a packed house. It'll be fun. Looking forward to it. 4 hours, John. I do feel the Saints will have more than one pick tomorrow. Now, that's if...
as if they don't do something between now and
they don't do a pick 10.
And now and 6 o'clock.
Well, either way, if they move up, I still think they're not going to maybe do something tomorrow. And if they do move up and pick, we'll probably need all 4 hours to discuss why they moved up into the first round, and then that as well. Kicker John Carney, you remember him many years as well. He's going to come on tomorrow. Talk about his camp. Also talk about the draft here as well. So we have a lot of things lined up tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of fun. But more importantly, come on out. Have fun. I mean, the drafts will be on the TVs. We'll be out there. Robert will be out there signing autographs. John, I mean, I guess if people want to come sit on your lap and take a picture, they can do that as well.
Well, I had someone Facebook me today to ask me if we're going to be doing autographs. Yeah. Obviously, if you're out there, somebody wants to come for autographs.
You know what?
And I'll bring photos just, trying to get rid of them. So,
I hear you. You still got them on and white glossies.
Yes, I got it. Yeah.
Look, I'll be interested. Maybe we can have a friendly wager. Okay. Well, what was the hottest swing? I do 3 Mile Island.
You sick, dude.
I love 3 Mile
You and I
Island.
Go there quite a bit on Thursday.
But there's one more. There's like a habanero.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's one.
The ghost pepper.
Yeah, that's one. Let me tell you something, though. My brother, years ago, when we first opened the restaurant, Terry went back there and he was, oh, this ain't hot enough. And he went back there one lunch and he whipped up something
whipped it up.
Oh, my God. When he sat down and ate it and other people ate it, the sweat beating off people's heads. I'm like, no, that's stupid.
Okay,
but
so.
You're close to that.
This is what I'm getting at.
You're close to
that. This is what I'm getting at. I mean, Robert Meacham's probably going to sign the most. Pictures, memorabilia. I mean, he's...
What?
Well, hold on.
Not what?
He's a Super Bowl champ. I mean, I know.
What?
Now,
he ain't local.
I understand. And you're a local legend. I think we should have a bit of a... and Marlon won a national championship. He'll have his LSU national championship ring and... whatever. I mean,
should I put my arena championship ring on?
Meacham has a Super Bowl ring. Yeah,
I'll put my arena championship ring.
Yeah, there you go. Dude, the arena. That's fine. I'll go get my Tulane Cure Bowl ring. We'll all have rings. Jordan, do you have a ring?
I have a ring.
You have a high school grad. You have a ring.
I know somebody wants Jordan to give her a ring.
We're not bringing this back up
day two. Well, this is where it's going. Who gets the most requests? For anything.
Me.
Jordan or John?
Oh.
At stake, one ghost pepper wing.
Ooh.
to the loser.
I hope I
do. I'll do it. I'll do it just because.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, he's going to get at least one. Yeah. But, you know, there's a challenge. You never know. Our listeners, John, may just want to see you burn, you know, and be miserable by eating a ghost pepper and could come up and be like, Jordan, our hero, and stuff like that. Anyway.
I would need a box of Nexium.
Point is, we're going to have fun. Look forward to it. There's happy hour 3 to 6 before that. We saw John half price margaritas, specials on domestics and stuff. Come on out, have a good time. We're getting there the second, you know, we wrap up at the Acme Oyster tent tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We're right to the car, going straight there. So we'll be there around 4:15-ish set up, hang out and really talk about day one and get ready because I do think it's going to be an interesting day. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. It is the NFL draft live from Nashville. We'll get into all of that and more. I just have one guest today, John. It's Jake Madison to kind of touch a little bit on the NBA playoffs. He was supposed to come on yesterday, so he wanted to come on today. That's 1:15. That's it. The rest of the show, I really kind of want to focus on not only the draft, but just the draft history from the Saints. We can have a little fun. We always do this every year, John. It's the, you know, you look at who was the best Saints draft pick, who was the worst, who was the biggest reach, things like that. We can have a little fun with all of that as well because things are starting to pop up and it's getting a little more interesting as draft, you know, first round, the first pick approaches with Kyler Murray and all that. But let's just start with the opener here, John. Do you like the fact that the last several years, the NFL draft has moved? It used to be always in New York City, Radio City Music Hall, and then there was a show there. That's how it started to move. So they needed to move it. They moved it. It was in Chicago, and then Philly was fantastic. You saw that. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it is you've seen it, and Dallas had it.
Dallas.
Remember, but when it was in Philly, you had a cowboy. Great, come on. Because they really do a good job of tying different things in. After, you know, the first round is the commissioner. Roger Goodell does the picks. After that, they've had a lot more fun and tied in a lot of different things. Saints players will go do second and third round, right? I think it's, what is it, Lance Moore and Thomas Morstead, I think, are two are doing it. But, you know, you've seen that. So you've seen players go up there and do that. The NFL sent out some info earlier this week. On one of the things they're also doing that I think is pretty cool, NFL teams are going to announce day three picks from unique locations. And what they mean by that is, and it's the clubs choosing, the clubs will make their picks from across the country and around the world, including military bases, state landmarks, major attractions. Think about it. It's a draft. It's people going, and it's a name, and it's a highlight or something like that, but they've made it a television event.
Yes.
And I think it's cool that, you know, you're going to tie different things. Some of the examples that the NFL is giving out, and this is, again, to honor the NFL's 100th season. Round six will also highlight the league's 13 original towns. And with that, it's 14 character teams. To do so, they'll select the picks on day three from the historic cities. All picks in round seven will be made on site in Nashville by local fans. So it'll be a local Saints fan in round seven making the picks for the Saints. That's pretty cool, though, right? I mean, imagine getting the opportunity, whether it's here or whether it's at the draft location, to say the New Orleans Saints select. That's a pretty cool thing. I love that. Some examples, though, of where they're going to be, like Arizona. Picks are going to be coming from the famed OK Corral in Tombstone, Arizona. Buffalo. In celebration of the league's 100th season, the team is partnering with Rochester, New York, one of the NFL's original towns. I didn't really even realize that.
Didn't know it.
It was Rochester, right? Cleveland, Joey. They will have players, former Browns players, making picks from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Denver Broncos, the Winter Park Ski Mountain is where it will be, right? Overlooking all of that, so it's going to be pretty cool as well. The Detroit Lions, the Henry Ford Museum of American Innovation in Dearborn, Michigan. Obviously, it's, you know, the Model T. So I love that. The Los Angeles Chargers. Mexico City.
What?
Okay. They're trying to grow the international game.
Well,
the Chargers are trying to get anybody to go there their game. So
we'll just go to the border and just kick up a bunch of them at the border. They're coming across.
Well, they're going to Mexico City to make it official. The Los Angeles Rams. will be showcasing their new stadium construction site. So they'll be wearing hard hats. You know, you'll be like, check out our new billion-dollar stadium we're about to move into. The Giants draft pick announcements will be made from children for the Make-A-Wish Castle in Monroe, New Jersey. The Jets picks will be made by Black Knights parachuting into the West Point military base. Okay. Have you ever played? Have you been to West Point?
No.
Did you ever get a chance to go play?
No, my nephew did. Not play. Never right. played. But when Rummel High School played up there in Chase's one of the junior senior year, they went to visit the academy up there. It was unbelievable from what I heard.
So a couple years ago, Tulane played out there.
Correct.
And I was still doing road games for them. Oh. And it that same year, and it's actually up this year. Annapolis and West Point. And look, football games are fun. I've been a Saint Sidon reporter as well. Seattle stands out. Kansas City, great venues. It stayed with me being at the Naval Academy and West Point. It's just those experiences stay with me. When Tulane played them, it was review day. You know, it was for the midshipmen with Navy. So they had the review. You had F-18s, you know, that's like where the entire class gets on the field, they parade, and then you see them all go into the stands. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, it was just incredible to see that. And at West Point, the thing that really stood out to me, it was actually the morning, it was like an 11 a.m. kickoff, and it was the day right after the Paris attacks. Mm. You remember the Paris terrorist attacks at the nightclub and the shootings?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the day that Army took to the field with an American flag and then another player behind them holding the French flag. Do you remember that video or remember that moment of the Army football team took to the field
vaguely
with the French national flag? I shot the video. It went viral. Like a million people used it. It was crazy to see it, but it stood out to me because John on the sideline, they had a bald eagle that this company or this group rescues bald eagles, whatever. So, you know, I'm walking up to it and seeing it. It's incredible. Look at it. And then it just kind of hit me. I'm taking pictures of it, and I just see the kids. You know, I see the cadets, the kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just stuck in my mind. I mean, they look so young, and to think they're all be officers. And at that time, you know, we're still over there in Afghanistan. And when they graduate, that's where they're going, to go lead other kids. You know, it stood out to you, man, to appreciate. I'm here covering a game. You know, I'm talking back and forth to Todd in the booth about who's making a tackle. You know what I mean? And then it's a gorgeous, gorgeous place, though. I mean, it's beautiful. It's right at the very top where the Hudson is. I mean, it's if you ever get a chance to get out there.
I need to do it.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So anyway, that's what stood out
to
me.
That's what Jets are going to be at,
yes.
Right?
Flying. The Raiders will showcase their new stadium construction in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nothing like the Raiders saying, hey, with a so-and-so pick, the Raiders select live from Las Vegas. Exactly. And then the Redskins will do it from the National Mall. No word as to where the Saints will be doing it. I've reached out to try to find where it's going to be. But where would you do it? Where Jackson Square?
Probably the only way to – only place to do it.
I would say Jackson Square, right in front.
Can't do Lee Circle.
Yeah.
You can't anymore.
Yeah.
But Jackson Square.
On the riverfront with the
city.
Yeah,
it's got to be the riverfront.
I mean,
that's
the
only
what
thing.
You're known
only
for,
thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right? it. Bourbon
foot
Street,
the,
yeah.
Foot of the bridge. Yeah.
Bourbon Street, one of the, you know, strip clubs, you know.
Yeah,
I
wonder.
Who knows? No, they wouldn't go to Bourbon. They
wouldn't
do that.
Bourbon.
No, they would do the Jackson Square.
I think Jackson Square is an iconic view.
Get the picture behind it.
Yeah. I mean, the horse statue, cathedral. To me.
Or they could do, you know, have, I don't know, one of the paddle wheel boats, maybe something's
on
in
the
town.
Natchez. You
know,
on the Natchez.
Down on the.
Do it on the Natchez.
Well, yeah, just something like going to the riverfront where you get a.
Right,
you know,
the bridge behind you.
Right.
Like
we're
the
known
skyline.
For having a skyline, a boat, and a bridge. It's the only thing I can think of.
And the reason I ask you is not that I would be upset, but, you know, again, there's nothing to get upset about. I'm like, I just hope it's not like.
Yeah.
At the dome. I mean, you know,
oh,
I mean,
my God.
I mean, look, it is one of the most recognizable. You know, things, but I wonder where it would be. I mean, you know, Audubon Park, you know, something like that, you know, with the oaks on the fly where you could see the bridges and the skyline or something like that. It's, again,
I mean, you got to have a picture of the city.
That's what I'm getting at, though. It's like all of these places the reason I mentioned them all, it's a significance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something we can just banter about. I don't know specifically where they're going to be making the picks, but, I'd love to know, like, where would you want it? If you're a Saints fan, where do you think it would be great? And again, it's a, you know, seventh round pick or day three picks. So, but it'd be kind of cool. And again, it'll be from somewhere And I will let you know as soon as I know where it is that they will do it. But anyway, do you like, John, that the draft has traveled in different places? I like it because the NFL now can make money.
I do like that because it gives your opportunity or gives an opportunity all your cities that are in the NFL get a chance to host a – and it should be. I think each town should have an opportunity to host a draft. And now, as far as all this – sideshow going on, going to pick places for having. I don't go for that. Just having the city, don't do it right there. Have your picks right there. All this side circus stuff is,
Hey, remember, it's a television show.
I know. It's a television production. I don't like it.
You just want to come in on Monday and find out who got picked.
Just pick and go. Just get it over with. It's
well. One of the things that we'll have some fun with, we'll talk about too as well. I don't know if there's a rotation. They don't announce it in the future. They normally do around draft time. Who's going to do it next year and things of that nature. I'll ask you this as we go into the first break, though. Do you want New Orleans to do it?
Oh, yeah.
I would, too. I think it'd be kind of fun. I mean,
oh yeah.
Because be honest, the chances of me going to New York for the draft is just, or wherever the draft is going to be to go cover it. I think it would be pretty cool. Would you attend? Would you go, if you're a Saints fan, to the draft? I mean, see the first round and see the picks go, I think it'd be great.
Yeah, whatever. My take is this, is that, do you know the cost of, like, hotels in Nashville?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my good friend who lives there said, John, they're $800 a night.
Oh, yeah.
For what? Watch it on TV.
It's
it on TV.
Again, it's why the NFL is doing it, though, and why I think, especially in New Orleans, you could do it. Now, where would you host it? Would you host it in the Dome? Because remember, it's raining right now. So, it's got to be somewhere where there's weather.
Well, you got to have it close to the Dome because the fact you have, where they have bands and entertainment between the two buildings. What is that called?
The arena?
No, between the arena. No, music's playing outside before the Dome. The square. What do you call that?
Champion Square. You could have bands, yeah.
If you look at what everybody does, they always have an outdoor facility set up there. Champion Square is perfect.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to have the Superdome. Yeah, you got to have the arena.
Well,
you
got Champion Square. They did it inside at Cowboys Stadium last year.
Right, well, that's what they do.
I think because of weather, especially around here, it would probably be held inside the Dome.
I would say.
Sports Hangover Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Ooh-wee, the flowers are blooming and people are going outside. And at Barker Kia, we're saving you money during the Spring Fest Sales Event. The perfect time to get into a new Kia from Barker Kia. How about drive home in a new 2019 Sportage and take $4,500 off the MSRP? Or jump into a new 2019 Kia Soul and take $4,000 off the MSRP? Hey, you want a little bit more? Right now, you can take off $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 with third row seating, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now, that's how we roll during the Spring Fest at Barker Kia. With $4,500 off new Kia Sportages, $4,000 off new Kia Souls, and how about $5,500 off new Kia Sorentos? So come save during the Spring Fest sales event only at Barker Kia in Houma, or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people, and remember that strength and laughter.
19KT036, MSRP, $20, $21,000 discount, $2,000 cash. 19KT032, MSRP, $20, $2,000 discount, $2,000 cash, okay? 19KT06, MSRP, $3,744, $1,500 discount, $3,000 cash, $1,000 bonus cash. Who's CTML, see dealer for details. Offer ends April 30, 2019.
Golf is a four-letter word. And at Golf Tech, that four-letter word is sale.
Sale.
Right now, our swing evaluation and club fitting are both on sale for only $95 each. So, get your game on with stroke-saving lessons and perfectly fitted clubs at Golf Tech. Find your nearest Golf Tech at golftec.com. Visit golftec.com.
Swing better. Play better. Golf Tech.
Listen up. Do you have an old mobile home? Get $10,000 for it in trade equity. Trade it. Remove it. Replace it. HOMA's best program. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer house has got to go. Only at HOMA's Clayton Homes. Remember, HOMA's best trade-in program. Call now, 985-872-2850, or check them out on Facebook. So get rid of that old mobile home and get $10,000 for it. HOMA's Clayton Homes.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
NFL draft begins tonight, 7 o'clock. The commissioner will hear and say the Cardinals are on the clock. Gus Kattengill, John 4K with the Hour 1s, presented by The King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. Jordan, duh, intern, aside from trying to get a date in the month of May, will be updating us throughout the show. If you see anything that pops up of note, feel free, jump in and let us know, and we can get into it as more and more news will be popping up as we'll be coming in here in a little bit. How are you today? You doing well?
I'm doing well. Thanks. We actually got some news right off the top.
Really? What do you got?
Yeah, Ian Rappaport tweeted out, from our NFL pre-draft coverage, pass rusher Montez Sweat may have been misdiagnosed with a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, it was a good job. Yeah. Better than I would have done.
And it's Sweat, not Sweat. Just to let you know.
I did it correct on air.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're all right. You're okay. But
it's Sweat.
I thought it was Sweat, too. Yeah, it's Sweat.
That's Montez Sweat.
Mississippi State. Yeah. I know exactly his name.
Okay, I was making sure. Now you confuse me.
No, he's
they're confusing me now.
He's a good ball player.
No, he's good. But yeah, that's kind of a big deal because they were saying they were talking about the size of his heart.
Right.
And you know, some teams could be a little frightened.
That's what people. Yeah, they hear medical stuff. They panic and they freak out. But let me tell you something. You know as well as I do. If a team wants a player, they've done their homework on it, and they're gonna let everybody else talk about it. And if a guy's injured or not hurt, because you hear about that all the time. And they're talking about players. The other player from Mississippi State, the Simmons, I believe it is. He is going to be a high draft pick. Well, he tore an ACL.
Yeah.
And they talk about, I'm still going to pick him number one. So, you know, you could be injured in certain things, and those teams will definitely bring you in, you know, head to toe.
Let me ask you this. One of the big news last night, early morning, was Kyler Murray yesterday missing a charity event. He arrived later. Several reports out there were he just had other things to do. And look, again, I don't know if it's fair or not fair, but when you read headlines of, you know, his odds of going number one are dipping based on the fact that he missed a charity event. Jonna, is that fair to say that your chances, like that there's a problem because you didn't go to an NFL charity event? You know what I'm getting at? Like the NFL has you come out to the draft, and part of that is you make the rounds, different networks, different talk shows. You do, you know, photo shoots, the works, right, for being guests of the NFL and all that. And part of that is, after all, we got to look like we care about the people and those that need. We will send you to charity events and things of that nature, right? I mean, we saw that with the Zurich this week. I saw on their Twitter feed, KJ Choi going to some local hospitals and stuff like that. So that's the norm.
Let me ask you this.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, does that make you a bad person or something? Look, I mean, I don't know why I'm not there or not. I could be waiting for my, because his family and Coach Lincoln Riley all came at the same
time. This happened in Nashville.
Right. Yeah. Okay. He just didn't attend an NFL charity function. And that's what I'm saying. I think it's unfair that the headline is his odds could be what you're doing is you're painting the picture to me that he's an off-the-field issue. Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, you kind of look at it that way.
It's a little BS.
But, you know, the press, you know, Tom's, you know, fake news, don't know what to believe. They're selling newspapers. The only way you could do it bad, they're going to write something nice about him going to the charity.
Here's the interesting aspect of it. We talked about it yesterday at Vinny's, right? This week is the time of disinformation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know who ran with this? The Arizona Republic.
Oh, God. In other words, people in Arizona don't want him to be picked by Arizona.
Or
they're
oh, you know, this guy's not. You don't want to go that high. Maybe they move down. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's just very odd for me that, like, the team that pretty much most mock drafts have selecting Kyler Murray, their paper is out there going,
according to sources, he had other places to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just odd, right? I mean,
nobody in Nashville picked up on this, just Arizona?
Right. Well, again, that's the Arizona Republic saying it. And again, it's not a good look for Murray. What? He didn't attend a function. And again, I'm not saying that you're a bad, I don't know for whatever. Did you ask him why? I mean, maybe he was waiting for mom and dad. Maybe mom and dad had to work. You know, and he couldn't leave early. I mean, they didn't go on a private jet. Maybe the jet didn't get there on time. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. It's just weird for me. Because again, remember, it's not the, you know, your charity event. It's not like the car, you know what I'm getting at? It's not like the Saints Michael Thomas decided to pass on a Saints charity event because he had things to do. I'm like, dude, you know what I'm getting at?
I know.
I thought it was a little unfair.
It is.
Looking at it from that perspective. But the reason I bring it up, John, is because again, many people have him going number one in the draft. The significance of going number one on a draft is many, right? History making, is one, right? I mean, not many people ever get to go number one overall. Two, money. It's not as much as it used to be. Remember, right. Sam Bradford kind of killed that.
Right. It's all slated now. Yeah.
Still, if you don't go one and you fall, you do still lose some money.
What you gonna lose? A couple of thousand?
Well, the reason I bring it up is because according to ESPN.com, Murray's odds now are down to -400 at the FanDuel Sportsbook in New Jersey, which is a big drop from previous weeks when he was listed at -1200. So essentially, Jordan, so you may not understand this, you'd have to bet $1,200 to win 100.
Yeah.
So in other words, you're not betting on it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, right, John? I mean, you'd have to bet $1,200 to win 100. That's when it was -1200. So right now, you know, using that math, what is it, John? -400. So you bet four, you get $100, I guess. Is that what it, so I mean, it is interesting though that's kind of a headline. I mean, it is. It's a top storyline. Pick a site. Any site, it's either number one or number two story that goes into that. So, I don't know. It is interesting to see why that's the case, but I don't know. But we talked about this yesterday on the show, John, as to Kyler Murray, do you go one or not? What's Arizona? Literally this morning, I had a conversation with a couple of friends about where you go. And again, 800-998-1003. Let's have a little fun with this. Where do you think Arizona should go? Should they go with Kyler Murray, a quarterback, at Josh Rosen? I think, why wouldn't you go defense? You got to beat the Rams. You got to beat the 49ers with Shanahan and Garoppolo. You saw when he was healthy towards the end of two seasons ago, he did a great job, remember? I mean, all of a sudden, you saw that offense, like when they traded for him and he came in, he was fantastic. So you got to imagine they're going to have a pretty decent offense. And then again, Russell Wilson just signed a mega extension there. Those are three quarterbacks you're going to have to play. Now, are you telling me that Kyler Murray is equal to Goff in that offense with McVay, Garoppolo with Shanahan in that offense, and Russell Wilson who's been to Super Bowls? That's my only thing with that, right? I have no problem if you want to argue, hey, well, you can build around him, you build your offense, and it's going to be a couple of years. But
yeah,
you're not winning this year. Right. You're not winning next year. So, and a lot of people, John, I think you even said the quarterback class next year, people say is better.
He's a little better.
So let's see if Rosen, full season with this offensive genius as a head coach in Cliff Berry, you know, can do anything. I go get a stud defensive player. And then next year, because you'll probably be a top five pick, right? Then I can get a quarterback if I really need to go that route. I would move down a few spots to see if somebody wants Kyler Murray from the Cardinals. Get myself the best defensive player available when I pick. I got my quarterback. I've just picked up probably another first-round pick, and you can build. Because as I told a friend today about it, who is Kyler Murray throwing to?
Yeah.
Who is he really handing? I understand.
And who's blocking for him?
Who's blocking for that running back? Exactly.
And who's going to get him the ball back on the offensive side of football if your defense is constantly giving up points?
Exactly right.
Yeah, you got to shore up the defense.
That's what I'm saying. I just
– get some receivers.
Doesn't make any sense.
Get some linemen.
Right.
And how would you know if Rosen can't be your quarterback if you don't give him a chance in your offense? He cannot come in with this college – type offense and expect to win in the NFL. It doesn't work. Chip Kelly tried it. It didn't work. Other Spurrier.
Yeah.
He was much more fun and gun offense than Kingsbury.
Okay, well, let me ask you this because it is interesting you bring that up. Same offense, same coaching staff, same team. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray. I agree. I agree with you. I do. And again, I don't hate Kyler Murray. I just
Mayfield is a pocket passer who can move out the pocket. Right. Murray is a runner who can only throw if he can see. He's 5'9". I don't care what anybody says. Baker's 6 foot. 5'9" and 6 foot.
It's a little different.
Big difference.
Yeah. I mean, look, like I said, I'm with you. I don't know. If you're a Kyler Murray believer, convince me. And again, it's not a bad thing. I'm just, if I'm the Cards now, let me ask you this. Would you also do this if you're the Cardinals? Okay, I want Kyler Murray. Fine. Mm-hmm. So I'm trading Josh Rosen. He's a young quarterback going into his second year. Giants or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say a team that sort of needs that, and then I can get another first-round pick. Would you do that? But that's what I'm saying. I only take Kyler Murray if I'm trading Josh Rosen and know I'm getting some first-round picks.
Yeah, that's the only way you can do it.
Only way.
But nobody is – there's only two teams that the Arizona Cardinals were dealing with. One was the Giants, and one was Miami.
There you go.
And that fell apart. And they said, you know, no, don't worry. We don't. I don't think it was anything to do with them going up or moving up. You know, those teams aren't going to trade up to try to get Kyler Murray. There's other quarterbacks in this draft who are way better than Kyler Murray. So I believe this. If you want to trade Rosen, get another number one draft pick, move down. Collect another pick. Say you get two in the first round. Get you another quarterback. You know, if you want a quarterback, if you try to get rid of Rosen, but I'm sitting here with you talking on the radio, so I have no.
I'm with you. 800-998-1003. It's hour number one of the Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, John Forcade, Jordan, the intern, scrolling, looking, seeing if there's any news of note. The Zurich Classic of New Orleans is underway. Weather halted play as their weather came in, John. It is, it was something else. No doubt about it for sure. Don't forget though, our coverage today is brought to you by State Farm agents Ashley Berrios and Cutoff and Nora Vaden Holmes over in Metairie. We'll be out there tomorrow at the Acme Oyster Tent. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Berrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Berrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Berrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that brake job done. At AutoZone, we have everything you need to do it right. Replacing your brake pads? It might be time to replace your rotors, too. Our Duralast brake bundle has the proven tough Duralast pads and rotors you need to do the complete job, starting at only $99.99 and sold only at AutoZone. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Ah, yes. Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill with you. John Forcade in studio here as well. We were supposed to be out there at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Weather came in today. Now, we've known about it. It was predicting, but it literally, the worst of the weather was going to be literally outside, and it's probably not the smartest thing to do. So the Zurich folks got with us this morning and said, how about we just see you tomorrow? And we will be there tomorrow. But again, our coverage today, we'll give you an update on the leaderboard brought to you by State Farm agents Ashley Berrios in Cutoff and Nora Vaden Holmes in Metairie. John, tomorrow, don't forget, we'll be over at Hooters.
Oh, I ain't forgetting
that. Super fun about that. 6 to 10 p.m., we'll be out there. Come on out. John, myself, Robert Meacham, Marlon Favorite, Brian, Jordan.
John Carney calls in.
He's going to give us a call in. Wings.
Lots of wings.
Specials.
Lots of wings.
And speaking of, we're going to have some wings on Saturday. New Orleans Harley-Davidson of New Orleans. We're going to be there on Airline Highway. There's a crawfish boil the Saints are throwing fans and stuff.
Yep, they do that every year.
That's like 11. I'm going to be there 12 to 3 because I'm going to be watching the rest of – I'm literally watching the rest of the draft and the picks there. They got a bunch of flat-screen TVs. They've done a bunch of renovations. I'm going to be hanging out there. There's going to be free beer, free wings from Hooters. May see some ladies out there, just saying. Harley Angels will be there as well. Come out and hang out. So if – get some crawfish and walk across and hang out and get some wings.
There you go.
Just saying, it's all free. I mean, ours is free. I don't know about the crawfish boil.
And take a ride on a Harley.
Yeah, well.
Test drive a Harley.
I tried to get Jordan on the back of my bike, but he wouldn't do it.
Whoa.
Hold on tight.
Whoa.
Are you going to be
You know what the real wording is for that? We won't say it on the air.
Quarterback challenge, baby. We'll have a little fun on Saturday, so we have some prizes. Plus, you can register to win a trip to Vegas.
Oh,
how about that?
Is that open to anybody?
Yeah, anybody.
I'm going to have to register.
Yeah, yeah. Open to anybody. It's that simple.
And,
so
we go to
you can register for a trip to Vegas. Harley's giving that away. And then, of course, and you have like a year or something to take it. So it's not like you have to do it this weekend or something. So come on by on Saturday and come by tomorrow at Hooters. And I'll be there 12 to 3 at New Orleans Harley-Davidson on Friday. Well, we'll speak with Willie here in a little bit over at New Orleans Harley-Davidson about that event here as well. All right, so John, one of the things that we're having a little bit fun is Brian's reminding me I hated Josh Rosen last year as well. Look, I saw the preseason game, Cardinals and Saints, and you could see sort of that talent, right? Then you saw as the season went, though, I don't know, like, fair or not fair, we talked about how sometimes we need to let our eyes tell us in the video and, you know, what your results were in college, outshine or, I guess, win out when analysis takes place. I'm rambling and mumbling. My point being, we watch football on Saturdays.
It's
you can tell who stands out and who does it, right? Like, playmaker, guy like the dude from Clemson, that quarterback, right? I mean, that guy, what he did with Bama and that defense and just the way he's flinging and his – okay, that guy, that's a number one pick to me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You look at that quarterback, yes, that translates, right? Arm strength, ability, three defenses, moxie, I got it. You know I was saying about with Baker. I just, When it came to Josh Rosen, again, as Brian's bringing it up, we'll have some fun with this, I'm sure, tomorrow. I just kept asking as the draft came up last year, name me one game that you can remember off the top of your head that UCLA played and won when they were either supposed to or had a big game, and you go, aha, that's the Josh Rosen tape that they're going to show on draft day.
The only game that happened was we came back and he beat Texas A&M. Okay. Texas A&M blew the game, but he came back, played exceptionally well in the game. I'm going to give him that much credit. But that's it.
But that's what I'm saying.
The thing with him that really, really hurt, it was his off-the-field, let's put it, demeanor.
Yeah.
The guy brings his jacuzzi.
I mean, come on, though. That's beautiful. Huh? Come on,
awesome.
Join the intern at SLU. Why you don't have a jacuzzi?
Yeah, he put a jacuzzi in his room and...
That's almost a positive, though, to me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, when you got the onions to say, you know what, let's go. I want a hot tub in my room.
Yeah, and he was kind of spoiled, you know, from his family.
And, well, you see, and that's the thing.
Thanks. And he was from the West Coast, lived out there. He just stayed at UCLA.
The reason I'm asking you, since I bring this up, you played the position. Now, you played a couple years ago, but I still think you can relate to the importance of that position. It's indisputable. In the NFL, you better have a quarterback.
There's no doubt.
I'm going to ask you to rank me 1, 2, and 3, the traits and characteristics you think a successful NFL quarterback probably has. So think of some greats. Think of some successful ones. They don't have to be all Hall of Famers, but let's just do this as an exercise. All of us can join in as well. John can start it off, 800-998-1003. But I'm just trying to think of what's successful. I'm doing this for one and two reasons. A, there's talk about a quarterback going number one today. Mm-hmm. B, the Saints will be looking for their next quarterback really soon. So what are those characteristics? Is it athletic ability? Is it intangibles? Is it leadership skills? And then if that's your answer, how do you measure that? Do you measure that by instances in the game, right? See, like, that's something I brought up when I talked about Baker Mayfield last year. All these people looked at it completely wrong. Planting the flag at Ohio State, getting fired up on the side. Like, look, but what he's getting fired up, he's not talking smack to talk smack. He's telling his linemen, we're going to go down and score. He's getting his team to get popped up. When you get a win at Ohio State, he's getting back at him because they planted a flag at Oklahoma. I love that. That guy is fighting for you. It wasn't about me. You can tell players that are about me. That guy was about that team. You know, and I was like, y'all are misreading that. They're like, y'all don't see that. So, but that's what I'm asking. How do you measure heart? How do you measure brains? You know, I mean, because in today's day and age, John, part of the problem, you know, I've talked about this in the past in our Thursday and Sunday shows. You know, you have these offenses that have poster boards, you know, of Bart Simpson, picture of a taco, Jordan the intern's face, a football. And that's supposed to mean a screen right on three. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're not growing the quarterback from that aspect of it. So what would you say, though, are the top three characteristics you think a quarterback has to have to be successful in the NFL?
Well, first and foremost, intangibles and athletic. I mean, that's you know, – is he an athletic quarterback? Can you know, he just can't be a guy who can't throw, guy who can't run, guy who can't move, he's a stick guy. You don't want somebody like that. And I think the main thing is, you know, his leadership ability. Can he get in front of a 11-man group or a 10-man group that you're going to get in front of? And when they look up to you, they like, look at this clown in here. And, you know, the third thing, so many, you know, as a quarterback, I want to say, you know, you got to be able to throw a football. Accuracy in throwing of a football, you know.
So accuracy.
Yeah, you better be accurate.
More than arm strength?
Yes, because there's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL who don't have the greatest arms, but boy, they sure can make sure that pass is there. Let me, for prime example, Joe Montana did not have the greatest arm in the world. Joe Montana got the football where it needed to be. Got a guy playing in New Orleans that can't throw, you know, he's not a rock. You can't throw a rock through a paper bag. Mm-hmm. But, boy, I tell you what, he can sure make sure that paper bag is
placed. Exactly.
You can drop it in that paper bag.
How hard? We talk about this all the time, not to interrupt you, but
no,
you talk about accuracy.
Yes.
And we look at it and measure it as fans or media as the ball got there, right? The ball got to their hands and stuff. You've had to do it. what goes into that accuracy, I think, to me is kind of, and again, I just have that perspective from those 2 years I was on the sideline. Drew threw two spots. Correct. I mean, it's, yep, to me, if I had to define accuracy in the NFL, is knowing where to go with the football and touch over the linebacker in front of the DB, safety, you know, enough arm to get it out. Because, I mean, you look at a 5-7, 10-yard out, you think it's not that bad, but it's 10 that way, 10 the other way, winds up being a 20-25-yard pass. Look, you know, it's like, and all of that, to have it right there in the hands, away from defenders, leading receivers, that's hard to do.
I'll tell you, when I knew something was, when I went to these combines, and you get to the combine, and they say, okay, 7-step drop, 5-step drop. I want you to throw this route that's in a 7-step drop, or this route's in a 5-step drop. They wanted to see, when you hit that mark, are you throwing it before he comes out that break? And God almighty, did they take that and write that? And if you were pretty bad at that, they felt like, this guy's not very good throwing a ball on timer. And that's what the NFL is all about. You know, when a guy comes out his break, and we all could throw the go route, we could throw the post route, we understand. It's the out routes, the square in routes, the comeback route. That's what they want to see, accuracy. You know, the deep stuff, you know, if you throw the ball 10 times deep and you complete 3 out of 10, you'll say, well, that's pretty bad. But guess what? That's 21 points. So they can live with that. But if you're throwing out routes 10 times and you're hitting three,
you get three picks.
Yeah, like, that ain't very good. That, you know, yeah, you get three completions, 6 picks, and 4 drives.
They're
like,
you're not playing.
That ain't pretty good.
They're drafting a quarterback
next
year.
They want accuracy. They can deal with, you know, all quarterbacks move in the NFL. Come on, even Tom Brady to an extent.
Yeah.
His movement is, I'm moving to throw. Other guys, I'm moving to scramble, or I'm moving to run.
An extra half second.
That's what they're doing. So all of them, they know that. It's, can you throw and complete passes?
Yeah, there you go.
And now, it used to be when I was playing, they wanted you high 50s in the 60s. Now they got guys in the NFL 65-70% completion. That wasn't heard of back when I was playing.
KingInjuryFirm.com is the way to go. Check out the King Firm online. Of course, you can always ring the King, 504-909-KING. When you go to KingInjuryFirm.com, you will see they specialize in personal injury, maritime, offshore, mass tort, workers' comp, the works. Look, it's a free consultation call. I don't like to talk to people. Fine. There's a field text or a little form that you can fill out. Your name, place that they can reach you at, an email. Describe your case. They'll hit you back on it. It's that easy. It's all free. They can let you know and tell you, you know, is it something that they can help you out with, or they may suggest others, right? Never different type of law. We'll check them out, KingInjuryFirm.com, hour one. When we come back, a little bit more. I'll ask John, what's the toughest route to throw in the NFL, you think? I'll ask him that. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, folks. Chris Morales again with Barker Mazda. Spring is here, and it's time for you to spring into action. Tell us what you want, and we will deliver. Want excitement? Come see the all-new 2019 Mazda 3. This car is one of the most eye-catching, exhilarating, and safest vehicles on the road today. Want power? Come drive the all-new 2019 Mazda CX-5, available with Mazda SkyActiv-G 2.5T engine. With 250 horsepower, this engine gets you moving. Want comfort? Come check out the all-new 2019 Mazda CX-9, the perfect vehicle for the family with seating for 7. Maybe you're wanting a phenomenal deal. Come save on a new 2018 Mazda 3 hatchback or a new 2018 Mazda CX-9. Take $4,000 off the MSRP. That's $4,000 off. Plus, this month, you'll receive 2 years of complimentary maintenance on every new Mazda purchase. So come spring forward and get your new Mazda at Barker Mazda. Give us a call today at 1-800-256-2737 or check us out on the web at BarkerMazda.com. Barker Mazda, located in Big 3 Auto Corner with St. Charles meets West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/19. See dealer for complete details.
Come on!
Come into Firehouse Subs and try the brisket sub, piled high with brisket that's smoked 16 hours and sliced to perfection and topped with cheddar cheese and sweet Davy Ray's barbecue sauce. Or try the new Cajun chicken sub, full of flavor and only around for a limited time. Firehouse Subs slices their meat daily in-house to provide the freshest quality product. Go to FirehouseSubs.com or download the Firehouse Subs app and use our online ordering. Give Firehouse Subs in Houma or Thibodaux a call for all of your catering needs. Firehouse Subs wants to wish the Nicholls State Baseball Team the best of luck this season.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ, smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Ah, yes. You hear the music. It honestly really does go with Willie. Willie from New Orleans, Harley Davidson runs it over there. John Forcade, you'll know who Willie is. He always gets on the mic right when the bikes get sold. I mean, if there's like exactly what someone should look like that works at Harley and can do that, Willie, it's you, my friend.
Well, thank you, brother. How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Super excited. Tomorrow will be at Hooters, of course, for the draft show. Then Saturday, I'm going to be there from 12 to 3 looking at the rest of the draft. We're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of games to get a chance to go over to Vegas as well. But I'm going to be honest with you, I just like hanging out and looking at all the bikes, Willie.
Oh, listen, it's the coolest place in the world. Think about working there.
No, I hear you, man. That is for sure. John, you've been there before. We've done the quarterback challenge, obviously, and doing all those different things.
And the 40-yard rest.
Yeah, I did do that. But, yeah, even John will tell you, Willie, I do. I like to look at all the different bikes and just kind of hang out from the merchandise all around there as well. But, I don't know, I always have fun there. Is that kind of the, I guess, what you're going for over there? Because it doesn't seem like I'm just there to, you're there to go look at bikes and things of that nature. I mean, there's parties, there's events, there's all kinds of different things. It's almost not ancillary, but, oh, by the way, we have motorcycles.
Brother, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly where we're going this year. We're rebranding as the Fun Dealership. We want to be the local dealership where we bring the fun back to motorcycling. And I know that you've visited recently. You've seen the changes. We've renovated the facility. We're making it easier for people to come in and have fun, easier for us to throw parties. And that's what we want. And motorcycling's supposed to be fun. We want people to come out and have a good time with us.
You know, one of the things that we touched on last time we were there in the fall, if you don't know how to ride, because like Jordan was a little nervous with the bikes. Jordan, you remember, you were nervous. Just hearing it got you all shaky and stuff. And the more you're around it, you get it. And, you know, Willie, the riding academy is, it's, you hear 4 days and people are like, there's no way I can learn how to ride a motorcycle like that. I went through it. You can. And I know how to ride a motorcycle and had one. So why is it so easy that you can learn it in 4 days?
Well, it's a world-class program. It was developed by Harley. We're completely certified in it. So you come in and you learn the basic safety stuff and you do what you would expect in a training class with some classroom things. But then you spend 2 days out on the riding range and you're learning to control a motorcycle moving at a slower pace, which is actually, as crazy as it sounds, is a little more difficult than at speed. So you go through multiple exercises. It teaches you proper stopping, proper control, and it's really a great program. In fact, it's not only great for, like you said, guys that feel like they can't ride, that are just getting into this sport, but it's actually beneficial for somebody like me. I've been riding since I'm 5 years old, and it even benefited me because a refresher on safety and proper riding techniques benefits everybody.
I still use this as well, and John and Jordan, I'm being dead honest, right? So I go to this class, and one of the things you learn is literally how to stop. And you think it's just slamming on the brakes, but Willie, you know what I'm talking about. Downshifting actually brings you in, and when you do your turns and stuff, you don't do the brakes, you do the downshift going into it. And I'm telling you, one of the things that you have to do, you have to pass that test, is to come to a stop, right, Willie? Using
Absolutely.
The downshift and coming into it. I kid you not. Very first, I just got the bike at New Orleans Harley. I don't know. I may be on my second ride, and sure enough, somebody comes out the side street, didn't stop. And it instinct took over and I came to a stop. I mean, if I would have grabbed both handlebars and hit the brakes, I maybe go head over forward. But it is, that's the point, Willie, that the instinct took over, and what I'd learned just days before, you know, made it safer to ride. I mean, it's what it is.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's the goal of the training, right? Is you practice it on a training course, you see that it actually functions and it actually works, and it becomes second nature and you begin to practice it. So you ride safer. And let's face it, Gus, there's more vehicles, including motorcycles, on the roads today than ever in the past. So being proactive and having this course under you is a giant step towards riding safely and enjoying the sport.
And that's why I'm bringing it up, because once you can do that, man, it's so much fun to go out there. John, you remember when I got on the bike, you were a little nervous for me. I loved it. There was a sports glide. Willie, you got any sports glides there that I can, you know, take a look at on Saturday?
I got sport glides. I got soft tails. I got touring bikes. We have a huge selection of new and pre-owned right now. We even have some that you might feel were customized just for you. So we can address anybody's wants and needs when it comes to finding a Harley Davidson.
I'm a fat boy rider there, boy. Give me a fat boy.
We get you a fat boy.
part of it, though, is like I like the touring bikes, and then you also see some of the sportier bikes there as well. The FXDR, have you ever gotten a chance to ride that yet, Willie?
I have. That thing is a beast. That's Harley's version of a sport motorcycle. It's got 114 cubic inch engine on it. It's very sleek, very sporty looking. It's beautiful. You have to see it in person to appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm showing the guys right now, and that's
sweet.
That's like a sports car.
Yeah,
it's
more like a speedster bike.
Yeah. Jordan, if you see that on Saturday, don't get close to it. Okay, let's just make sure of that. Willie, looking forward to it, man. Before we let you go, dude, you're local, man. You're from here. So obviously you care about your Saints. You're right across the street, for crying out loud. What do you think they what do you want to see at the end of the day when the draft is over from your Saints?
Listen, I hope we pick the needs that we have. I think we've got a great, solid foundation. I think we did excellent in free agency. There's a couple little spots that we could pick people up, but I have complete confidence in the team. What we've been doing the last several seasons have been great, and I'm looking forward to a huge season this year, and this year not having a no-call so we can actually go to the big.
There it is. Willie, appreciate it, man. Looking forward to hanging out on Saturday, drooling over some bikes, more importantly, watching a draft, having fun. As we said, beer, food, prizes, giveaways, Vegas, the works. Come on out, have fun. I'll be there 12 to 3, of course. You can be out there a little longer than that. See you soon, Willie.
All right, Willie.
All right,
thank you,
guys. Thank you, John.
Sure, man.
All right, bud.
Dude, that bike is ridiculous.
That bike was sweet.
It is.
Wow.
See, I had the rule of you got to wait till, you know, we get little baby K.
Yeah, you got to wait till Carver gets a lot older.
Well, no, we had to have a Carver. That was my rule.
Oh.
Right.
Because
I had my, I keep saying I had a bike.
I got you.
So, sold the bike, used it to renovate, you know, the house for the kid.
Yep.
You know, now you, bathroom.
And now you got the urge.
Nursery.
You got the itch.
What do you, don't roll your eyes at me. Don't roll your eyes at me.
It's all about the kid.
Yeah, it's coming, buddy. One day you'll realize it's not about you.
Well, I'm just glad the news came out that, that he ain't going to be a daddy.
Yeah. No, yeah. Jordan, you're still good right now, right?
You're
good.
Safe.
As the unplayed umpire would say. Safe. Hey! But no, come on by. We'll be out there 12 to hit wings, beverages, ladies. More importantly,
why you keep the drop picks. Ladies, dude.
Some people might like, you know, Jordan, I told you, the month of May is to get him a date.
That's right.
With the Harley Angel or Hooters Girl. Sports Hangover continues next, hour number 2 on ESPN New Orleans.